on. So I need to get to this next question because it's
go ahead, sis.
This thing that I want to talk about is men think that they know better than women. When women want to discuss something, men try to solve the problem. They always done the role of helper. And then some of them have been helper. And then most times that's one of the things that the men, women don't like. That's a turn on. Men, think that they are always right. Now don't get me wrong, media land. Dr. Sims is not saying every man. So don't take that and run with it. I'm just saying for the most part, you have many men that have an ego issue and don't want to listen because women, and I have to say this, we are wise, the ones who got some sense, who are mature. Mm-hmm. We are wise women and we are nurturers to help our men to be better men. Does that make sense? So my thing is, don't let the ego, Victoria, what do you say about the ego? I need you to jump in on this one.
The ego is the downfall.
Come on.
Of me. Because most of the time, they let their egos get in the way.
Right.
You know, the scripture tells us that God made Eve for Adam. Mm. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, when you read it, it says he made Eve a help meet. It's M-E-E-T. And I believe it's there because he made us to help meet their needs. But when their egos say, I got it, I know everything, and you don't let your spouse help you, then you have trouble.
Right.
Because everyone has their divine place in the scheme of things. Mm-hmm. And when you don't allow your wife or your spouse to stand in their divine place, you're going to miss things. See, ego is flesh. Flesh likes to be peppered. Flesh likes to be right. Flesh likes to take control. Flesh likes to belittle. But when you move out the way and allow love and sensitivity in, you'll have the best life you ever had because you know what? You'll have someone who is looking at things from a different perspective, which calls you to see the whole scheme of things.
Indeed. I love what you said. When you have, and one of the basic things is that having patience with one another. It can't be one-sided, okay? And like you said, that we have to, men have to, and that's something, I know that this is true because there's many things that's already instilled in women that God put in us. He put that in us to be nurturers, to be caring, to be loving. We will be your best friend, okay? But the biggest turn off, and my next statement is men pretend to be something that they're not. This is it. Okay. They always pretend what they are not. They always want to impress a woman. And to myself, my thing is, it's okay to impress me because that gets my attention, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. But it still may be something that doesn't mean I have to come with you because you're trying to impress me. And don't get your feelings hurt because I don't play into the game. Okay. Who was at the Isley Brothers say you can't slick a can of oil? Okay. And game knows game. Okay. All of us women out here in this media land are not ignorant to what is going on. We done been around the mulberry bush a couple of three times.
A couple of times.
around the corner. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I may look ignorant and dumb, but I'm not. Okay. So a lot of times men put women all in one category. Why do you think? Well, I'll say men put women all in one category because of what they dealt with. Okay. So they put them all in one category. And then two, that's why they come with the same old game. All right. And when you don't bite, then they talk about you like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the woman's issue. It's his problem. Yes, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
instead of a man trying to impress me so good, love me. That impresses me. Because if you know how to love me, I'm impressed.
Come on.
If you love me right, and we're not talking about in the bedroom, but if you show me love, that impresses me. If you treat me with a loving and caring hand, that will get my attention. If you love the person who's inside of me, even when I don't have my best clothes on and my makeup on.
You're saying it right there.
If you can love me when my hair is natural and I leave the wig in the closet. If you love me right, that'll make me want to stay and it will make me not want to stray.
There you go.
Need to look at me instead of trying to impress me.
Come on. And here's, and you know what? You said a mouthful, because I'm going to tell you something. Men tend to leave women when gravity starts pulling, y'all. Let's just be real. Okay. And they look at us and says, well, you're not as young looking as you used to be. And you're not as firm as you used to be. Okay. Mm-hmm. So therefore they go to the younger, woman, you know, who will impress them, but they done forgot their teeth done fell out, their hair fell out, and they got two teeth and sucking on a toothpick. Okay, I'm just putting it real like that. And I have to paint that picture, because they have to know that when we look at them, they don't look as good as they used to.
I agree with you.
Yeah, things is falling on them too. Listen, gravity, the same gravity that's pulling on me.
It's
pulling
the
on
same
you,
gravity. My sis in the back, in the background, because she want to come up and speak on it.
Okay, I know. And it's a hot topic, hon. But we got just a few more
it's
minutes.
It's a real hot topic.
And I'm telling
it's
you,
a
come,
real
meet
hot
me,
topic.
Come meet me next week. Can you come meet us next week? We gonna go in this, okay?
Okay.
And so
okay.
If William have to open up every seat on here, let's talk about it, okay? And this is Miss Cece Kitchen, and we just come in and just jawjack in media land. And we're not saying, and please don't take us wrong. We have to deal with what's real today and stop sugarcoating and make it feel like it's lighter than what it is, because this is a serious problem. We have to, men, one of the things we don't like when it seems like you act overly macho, okay? And all times you try to look as strong and act like a protector, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're over possessive and never want to let, your image go. I'm seeing some large, small, short and tall, okay? Fat and skinny. Okay, acting like they macho and know that they feel like going in the corner crying. But that doesn't mean, look, let me tell you something. Jesus wept, y'all. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what draws my attention when a man is sensitive enough, okay, that he can share his feelings. One of the things my deceased husband told them, he says, I'm a better woman because of her, because I was able to share my innermost pain. And that's what men are afraid to do, but they want us to share everything. Now, the flip side of that, you share everything, but men, you tend to use her weaknesses against her. How dare you? Uh-huh. Okay? That's Nikki, I know you got something to say. You look like you're about ready to burn up over there.
Oh, no. I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you, baby.
I'm listening. So what I'm saying, go ahead, Miss Victoria.
That's not love. Definitely. If you're sharing their secrets.
Come on.
When a woman tells you her secrets, it's like her nudity. She's naked. Mm. She's telling you exact those hidden things that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. you're supposed to be the king in her life, she shared it with you. And for you to go back and bring that back up, you caused to leave the relationship. She can no longer trust you, because it's like she revealed her hurting place, her hurt that never healed, and you out there in that place. You put her right where it hurts. See, you hit below the belt. You went to a place that never should have been returned to. She shared it with you because she loved you, respected you, and trusted you. Mm-hmm. And when do something like that, there's something that's broken. There's something that's broken that'll never be healed. She might pretend like she still loved you like she did before.
Nikki, are you leaving? Go ahead. I'm listening, Victoria. I'm sorry.
But it causes you to lose ground because when trust is broken, it's hard to gain trust.
And then we hate that you try to compare us to your mothers. Don't compare the woman that you're sleeping with and having sex with to your mama. And she is not there to treat you like a child. Women hate when you leave your mess all over the floor like she's your waitress, your maid. Grown men taking advantage of the woman. Well, you're supposed to keep the house. You're supposed to do this. Well, it's amazing how, and then we're going to have to end this pretty quick. It's amazing how you would tell us what we need to do, but yet we have to go to work. We have to bring home the check. We have to fry the bacon. We have to take care of the children. Okay. We have to feed you the bacon and please you sexually at night. But you, what women hate, I'm not saying all men, but some that are lazy and always trying to flex their chest, being macho and don't have a job, being macho and don't have a sense of pride to stand up or find out what a real man and how should act like and look like. These are the things that are being disclosed. These are the things that are being addressed. And so we can no longer, men, you can no longer make this deal one-sided. She didn't do what she was supposed to do. Well, what did you not do? You need to ask yourself that question.
If you see, the reason why some men really can't be in a good relationship, because like you said, and I'm going to go a little deeper with it, because they have allowed their mothers to be their spirit wives.
Ooh.
And they keep going back to mama, so they can't really love their wives.
Oh my goodness.
Cut the umbilical cord. Still love your mama, but cut the umbilical cord. Your wife is not your mother.
Come on. That is so key, Victoria.
And you can't come in agreement with your wife because you got to ask your mama every little thing.
Or you marry somebody who's like a soldier, like your mama, okay? Because that's what you secure with. She got to run the house and run you like she the colonel in the army. That's what you're accustomed to. Isn't that something? Victoria, you said a mouthful. You said a mouthful. All right, we're going to have to wrap this up. Oh, my goodness, our time has gone. I'd like to tell Nikki thank you for the spontaneity that she came aboard and gave a few viewpoints. And those of you, listen, we'll bring you in and on our next segment. If you so desire, hit me up, 951-228-9980. Give Miss Cece a call, and we will schedule for you to come on. I knew this was going to be a hot topic. Okay. And so we just have to face, okay, Nikki had to leave. Okay. Thank you, William. Please tell her thank you for us, for giving her input, and I appreciate her so much. But I want to share with you all, those of you that want to come aboard, and we'll connect with her again so that she can come aboard again with somebody else, I believe, wants to come again. I know people get excited and everybody want to come aboard, but we're getting ready to open the phone lines so you can give us a call. Okay, how about that? And then, too, when we can't get everybody on here, my phone line will be open, okay, and they will be able to hear you folks, okay? And I do want you to share your opinion because people are hurting. They want to resolve. They want to form a relationship. The word of God said it's not good for man to be alone. But some of y'all alone because you don't have no act right. Did I say something real good? Yes, I did. Okay. you need to grow up and mature. It's not always her, but you need to look in the mirror. Yes. All right. All right. So we thank you for coming aboard. And Victoria, do you have any final words before I say my last piece, and then we'll turn it over to William?
Well, I think this is a very, this is a time that everyone should look at themselves, those that are in relationships, those that are not in relationships, those that are planning to get in relationships, and just sit back and have a conversation with yourself. So you can put it all on the table, so that when you enter in or you connect again, you will be able to be a better you. We just bring out these little nuggets that that's here not to bash, but to inspire each and everyone to be their better selves. Because I know there's a good man and a good woman in every man and woman.
Come on, that's good stuff there. I do want to tell you, those of you that are picking apart, and I have to say this, Megan and Harry. Harry is showing genuine love for that woman, and a lot of y'all is jealous, okay? You even try to pick apart how he's holding her hand, how he helps her down the steps. That's because whoever you're with is not doing that, and it's always somebody who's going to be envious. So leave that woman alone. I told y'all, give me a call. I'll talk to you about it. Leave her alone, because all I see, and you all are trying to break them apart, because you're not unified with who you are with. Come on here, okay? So my thing is, keep your mouth off of goodness and go in and dig up your secrets and then correct the mess that you have established for yourself. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen. We are talking about what women don't like in men. We've already dealt with what women don't like men don't like in women. And we have to parallel it, because I can't separate it, for us to have a solid relationship. And women, stop hunting. Let the man do the hunt. And you don't have to hold out your receptor to every man that come grinning in your face. Allow God to show you who he really is, and then do your background check, y'all, okay? This is Miss Cece signing out. Come and meet us again next week, Thursday, at the same time. All right, William, we're going to turn it over to you, sir.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Cece's Kitchen. Wow, wow, wow. I heard the entire broadcast, and we will... Oh, my goodness. Hey, we can't wait until next week to find out what's happening. Yep. Hey, what women don't like about the men, I guess I got that. Boy.
And what men don't like about women.
Well, yeah, we need to hear more about that, too, because this is not a... it's a controversial issue. It's a very controversial issue, because it takes two, doesn't it? It really does take two. So we'll talk about that later, and I'm sure you will bring it up. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another segment of Ms. Cece's Kitchen. Oh, Victoria, thank you so much. Ms. Cece, hey, thank you so much for Nikki for joining in, and we'll see you next week, and we'll talk about it later. StudioWBuzz.com, we're going to go out the same way we came in. Out of nowhere, this is Norman Brown. Hey, keep it locked right here on StudioWBuzz.com, the finest in radio, in our opinion, around the globe. Hey, you can find us on Spotify now. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. I thought I did this right here. I thought I did this. Okay. Okay. Hey, like I said, find us on Spotify. This program, we are now able to download this on Spotify. Hey, Alexa. That's right. Tell Alexa to play Studio W. Apple, simply download Studio.W. Android, Studio W. And always leave a comment on StudioWBuzz.com. Victoria, Miss Cece, hey, thank you so much. Another show was hot. This one was the hottest. Good night, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed. StudioWBuzz.com. Circling the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Thank you. a change. It's what to see me before.
shower.